Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. I've been listening to other ASMR podcasts, like true pure ASMR. What this is not technical. I think it might technically be ASMR. I don't really know, but I could see why people might not find this show if they see ASMR on it. But I think the title is interesting. But anyway, tonight I did not have a peanut butter and jelly before bed, and so I am not in a goofy mood. And actually, if anything, I'm very, very tired, and so I'm ready to get through the episode because I have enjoyed doing these while I'm, you know, at night, last minute. You know, watch the episode, comforting, shoot, you know, talk a little bit through it, and then I just go up and fall right asleep. And so while listening to another Sleepy Time podcast, not my own, that's kind of weird. Tonight we're on season 3, episode 15, which is Phyllis's wedding. I was shocked last time that we're already at Phyllis's wedding in season 3, but the show, what I'm realizing more and more is like, the show cooks. It covers so much ground, so much character development, and so little time. It's amazing. And so this one was directed by Ken Whittingham, aired February 8th, 2007. And we're going to get into the episode here. Make sure your sleep timers are set and you are safely watching. We start off here with Jim having to reboot his computer. And offers an Altoid to Dwight. What do you think? Takes it. And Jim is explaining that there was a scientist that taught dogs that as you ring a bell, you'd feed them, and eventually they would drool when they heard the bell. Jim doing a similar experiment. So every time he restarts his computer, offers him an Altoid. You can see it's pretty brainless. He just kind of puts his arm out. Altoid? Altoid? Yes. And then there's a scene where Jim starts the computer. He puts his hand out. And Dwight says, I don't know. My mouth tastes so bad all of a sudden. Jim, very, very pleased with his experiment. Also to note, we still have long sleeve dress shirt Jim at this point. I think it's just the whole time Karen is here. This whole season, when he has the promotion, he's back from Stanford. He's trying to take his job more seriously. Karen is, I would not ascribe it to Karen. I would just ascribe it to Jim trying to grow up. And Karen is kind of associated with that. But now we have bridesmaids on church stairs. And Michael like essentially photobombs the shot. And the photographer really strategically gets Michael out of there. Michael is very honored that Michael will push Phyllis's wheelchair down the aisle. And Michael's tie matches the bridesmaids' dresses, of course. Michael says, it's a big day for Phyllis, but it's an even bigger day for me, employer of the bride. Phyllis says, Michael's in my wedding. It was the only way I could get 6 weeks off for my honeymoon. Big, big smile from Phyllis. Pam, still sounding sick. Look, we had the exact same invitations from my wedding to Phyllis's. It was kind of like being invited to my own wedding. Thought I called that off. We got Stanley with a toaster. Jim, a toaster. Unbelievable. That's a callback to Stanley's talking head where he says, look, I bought a toaster. Pam called it off. Now I have two toasters. And actually, at my wedding, I think I received, because I was so well known for The Office, I think I received no less than 5 toasters for my wedding. Of varying qualities, I might add. Dwight says, are us shrewds? We have our weddings standing in our own graves. P&R. Phyllis and Robert. Also Pam and Roy. That's what's incredible about the show, is like that joke payoff. There's no way in anybody's imagination that that joke would have ever been set up before this, but they still, like, all the writers are so sharp, they still found it. We have Michael coming back to speak to Phyllis. Michael's like, look, do you want to talk about tonight? You're worried about pleasing Bob. A lot of pressure. Phyllis is like, what? Where are you going here? Michael says, did you break wind? It's very natural. Phyllis says, that wasn't me. Break wind. I feel like that's not a phrase that is continuing on. Michael's like, oh, that is pungent. Are you set on the hairstyle? Phyllis, he takes his head hands to Phyllis. He's like, I just need some time alone. Michael, you might be surprised to learn I was only at one other wedding. It was a cute story. My mom married Jeff. I was the ring bearer. I was understandably emotional. Somehow my pants became wet. Michael said, Tiny Michael says, I hate you. Jeff's dog was the ring bearer. And the irony is that after the ceremony, that dog peed on everything. It's the same boy that was in the take your daughter to work episode. This is one of my favorite gifts right here. It's the scene Dwight and Jim are walking in together, and Dwight says, there are too many people. We need a new plague. And Jim says, did you ever see the movie Wedding Crashers? There might be wedding crashers here. And then Dwight's talking head. He says, yeah, I saw a wedding crash on accident. I bought a grizzly bear movie ticket. I waited so long because that's when you never know when to expect a bear attack. And so now Jim has successfully recruited Dwight as a wedding crasher hunter, and he won't get her a gift. Kevin introduces himself to Toby's girlfriend. The gym, Kevin says. And then Kelly is wearing a white wedding dress. She says there was an emergency. I look really good in white. Now at the back of the church, we got Albert, Phyllis's father, with a little orange flag. I will do better. I am going to be better. Michael, very, very nervous. Let's do it. Also the running joke that Phyllis is the same age as Michael. I like that. I should look up the actors' ages. Pam says that is her dress. So it's basically all of her wedding. Now we got Phyllis's dad stopping the wheelchair and standing. Michael pushes him down. And everybody's pretty excited. And Michael is... I love the shot behind Michael. He's like, this is a fucking outrage. He's like, this is horseshit. Bullshit, yeah. I don't know if I haven't... Am I supposed to explain on this? I don't know what the swearing policy is. Michael's like, look, this was the highlight. Now there's no highlight. And then he walks the locked wheels down the aisle. Just drags it. And he says, I can't believe I carried his lazy ass around all day until he was ready to steal the show. Well, got news, Albert. If that's your real name, show is not over. Oh my. Michael G. Scott. There's a good shot of Bob Vance. Like, what is going on here? And then he, like, goes up and sneaks in between some of the groomsmen. The one groomsman, I never noticed that. The one groomsman, like, steps up to block him. We get Creed putting a card on a gift very discreetly, tossing the other card. Boom. Always sneaking around there, Creed. And the camera comes up. Do you take Bob Vance? Michael says, "Ladies and gentlemen," screaming. But it's before Bob does his nuptials, and everybody in the church is like, "What? What the hell?" And do you, Bob? And he goes, "Oh, shh." There he goes. Now he does it again. I did that at one of my friends' weddings. Not, I didn't do it to interrupt at the wrong time, but I did it at the end. Angela's like, "Oh, you look lovely. So white, my eyes are burning." "Thanks, Angela." The whole office at the wedding, of course. Michael says, "If you ever lay a finger on Phyllis, I will kill you." Bob answers, "I'll kill you." "Agreed. No fingers will be laid on Phyllis." And then he says to her father, "You trying to sit down again, huh?" Dwight says, "Give me a copy of the guest manifest plus all of the photos of the caterers." We get Kelly and Pam. Kelly's recognizing, like, "Look, this is supposed to be your wedding." Pam says, "It's kind of fine. It's actually fine." Kelly said, "If I was you, I would get really drunk and tell somebody I was pregnant." We have Dwight checking out an older gentleman, and the, oh, this is making me hungry. Look at that buttered roll. Oh my goodness. And he puts the bread in his pocket. And the man cannot answer who the bride and groom are. He's like, "Okay, where are we going?" Oh. Michael wants to make it more perfecter for Phyllis. Enjoy the buffet. Michael says, "The chicken totally undercooked. I sent it back." And Phyllis says, "It's fish." "Michael, I know a fair amount about fine food and drink." He sniffs the wine and says, "This is a white." And now Kevin, this is the third wedding that Scranton City has played. We also played our guitarist and our bassist wedding. He announces, "If anybody has seen Uncle Al, he is old and has brown eyes and dementia." Dwight is like, It's a very serious situation. And then he goes into Roxanne. What's funny about this is this song was one of the songs that we always played in the game Rock Band. And so we always were very into Roxanne. And then, like, this just brings it around. Classic. Roy is like, "Look, this is a really nice wedding. Phyllis has great taste." Pam says, "Look." She's like, "You're kidding me, right?" Roy said, "I got you those color roses for our prom." Pam said, "I picked these flowers. Phyllis stole all of my ideas for our wedding." Roy is like, "What? I guess I wasn't really too involved in the planning." Poor Roy. He's like, "Look, I wanted to get married." And then we get a shot of Uncle Al walking across the street the wrong way, almost getting hit by a car. turns around. Now I get the best man. You're a hell of a woman and a hell of a boulder. I always wonder, does he say boulder or bowler? I think boulder. Michael takes the microphone. For the next 40 minutes, I'll be your tour guide through the lives of Phyllis Labin and Bob Vance. Seemingly impossible love story of our time. You can see Bob is not having any of it. Phyllis also not having any of it. And now Michael is doing his second intro. The wedding is a fusing of two metals with a hot torch, which is welding. You guys are two metals, gold metals. And he like does a little clap. I'm Michael Scott, Phyllis's boss. To quote from The Princess Bride, marriage. I also, one of my friends, when he got married, they literally opened the ceremony with that, but I don't think it was an Office reference. I think it was just literally a Princess Bride reference. Their celebrity couple name would be Flob. She's kind of matronly today, but back in high school, her nickname was Easy Rider. Bob was like, all right, that's enough. Thank you, Michael. Give me the microphone. Michael, they like go quietly. He's like, look, I didn't do anything when Phyllis's dad upstaged me. Very tense. Give me the microphone. You're out of here. You're out of here. I hate you. Now I get everyone dancing. We got Kevin doing some sting. We got Pam and Jim enticing her to dance. Get out there, give the people what they want. Pam says she's a dorky dancer. Jim says she's very cute. Jim, hypothetically, if Pam was interested, it's totally hypothetical. But you can see in the smile. Totally. Dwight will not let Michael in Bob and Phyllis's orders. We're going to quietly sit and have a piece of cake. One song, maybe. It gives me no pleasure, says Dwight. But he does look pretty pleased with himself. Now we have and you'll remember me when the west wind blew beyond the fields of barley. There's a shot of Jim looking at Pam as she gets up. Also, everyone's probably asleep right now, but I did those bonus episodes of the, like I did like a sleep rendition of a song. The episodes don't really get downloaded that much, so this would be one where I could either do Pam and Roy's song or a Police song as a tie-in to this one. I really liked the idea of doing the Little Drummer Boy around Christmas, but I don't know. I never really heard any good or bad feedback about the bonus episodes, so. What is this song? So long, even after you're gone, I know that you love me, and soon you... Oh, there's a great shot here where you have Pam and Roy kind of discreetly dancing, and then on another balcony, you have Dwight and Angela and Michael singing a song down in the courtyard, all on his own. Roy's like, hey, you want to get out of here? Pam says yes. And they leave while they have the... What song is this? Jim, Here's it. Oh, and then Jim spots it. And then Karen singing. Just turns me on. Even if I'm loving, don't matter. Even though I'm never wrong. Every little thing she does is magic. Toss the bouquet. And Toby's date grabs the flowers. He's like, Toby, yeah. Michael talking to Uncle Al. He's like, look, Phyllis and you will be great together. The Celtics were a great team. Michael was like, yeah, Robert Parrish. I don't want this to ruin her honeymoon. He said, no one ever helped me. I had to do it myself. Even the doctor didn't know. Michael. Michael says, dude, you gotta keep it together. Most of that stuff went right over my head. Oh my god. Oh, that's a great line. Phyllis comes out and Michael says, please wait. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to make it a day to remember. And Phyllis is like, look, you found Uncle Al. He's kind of a weirdo. Thank you, Michael. Kiss on the cheek. And that's good. Michael says, your wedding day goes by in such a flash, you don't get a piece of your own cake. I say, let them eat cake. That's a great line. He said Margaret Thatcher said that about marriage. Smart broad. I wonder if that's a real quote. Oh, and then there's a shot of when they're eating the cake. Michael, like, runs up to clean off her face. You look like a clown. Get me. Give me. And then he puts it on his face. I do remember that. On my wedding day, I can distinctly remember. And we had done the church. We did the photos. And then I remember standing right before the reception. I was like, I can't believe it's like 3. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't remember eating cake on my wedding day either. It does go by. It's crazy. Every day is the same amount of time. It's like a wedding day is only longer because of the prep and everything. That is Phyllis's wedding. We'll be back next week for what episode is next? Episode 16. When I talked about Scrubs, you know, there was a point where if you described a storyline, I could tell you which season it was from and the name of the episode, the way that, like, Star Trekkers do. I never quite got there with The Office, but very close. I can usually pin down the season, and I can also, I'll generally know if it's in the, you know, beginning or back half of the season. So we get a few episodes where Phyllis is on her wedding and her honeymoon, but next we got Business School. It was February 15th, 2007. But for now, good night, sleep tight. This has been a Great Scott production.